Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Big Ed's Neck, the only 90 Day Fiancé podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, Season 4, Episode 16, Tell All, Part 5. Finally, the last part.
Yeah, I was going to lose it if there was going to be another one.
But it's weird ending on 5.
Yeah.
It's just like, you would think they would end it on a round number. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just...
I wish they went one more time just to be able to, like, I don't know, somebody, like, play the footage back and see Jamal and Louisa doing their bullshit.
And get,
you know,
like, a reaction.
And to be able to inform Veronica.
Yeah, I agree. My name is Marty. I'm here with Jen.
Hey, guys.
And let's get started with, I guess, I don't know, they picked up, well, just like you said, they picked up last time, where we left off last time. Jamal was messing around with Louisa.
Yep.
I mean, he's just kind of slimy.
Yeah, and I really felt like, and then even his talk at the end when him and Louisa are leaving, you know, they're getting in their car and they're talking about banging again and what, and it's just, I think that it made Louisa and Jamal look very bad.
They both
look
bad.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? Jamal was so upset about Soda Boy and the way he was talking, and he was so concerned about how he might treat Kimbali and everything.
Yeah.
And like, essentially what it is, he doesn't want Soda Boy to treat Kimbali the way that he treats other women.
Yeah.
The way
yeah.
he treats women.
Exactly.
You
yep.
And it's like, it's kind of beneath you, dude. You know yeah. what I mean? It doesn't make you look good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He came off very, very poorly compared to how he came off during Kimbali and Soda Boy being on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Chantel twerks again.
She even changed outfits to be able to comfortably.
She put it in her twerk outfit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she do anything else? Does she fish, tap dance, something?
I don't know. And I don't know. Like, I mean, not that I'm a, I don't know. I am not a professional twerker by any means. I'm not even sure I could
twerk.
Neither
is she,
I don't
quite
know.
Frankly.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at is, like, she, I've seen much better twerking
yeah.
than whatever she's doing. So,
yeah.
I mean, so it just, it's not even good twerking. So it just, can we stop?
It's, like, it's enough. It's just every 5 minutes she's shaking her shit cutter. It's just,
yeah.
And like, I'm a pervert, but man, I've just, even I have just had enough.
Yeah. I just, I did like that she got Miss Debbie to partake. I thought that was kind of fun. But,
yeah, but
other
you
than
know.
That, it's just like, oh, here we go. Here's more twerking.
It's
I
just,
mean,
it's like, God almighty, fucking hell. What's the last book you read? You know, tell me something else. Like,
right.
Do you do anything else?
Right.
Fuck.
Is there more to you than twerking and some kind of beauty business of some kind?
Yeah,
I don't
you know.
Like, what else is there?
If there is something else, I'm not aware of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've just had it.
Yep, same.
So, I don't know. They ask a lot of... This whole episode was a lot of filler because they're just asking, like, oh, who would you date?
And yeah.
And I feel like they already asked a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. Or,
like,
yeah.
But they just kind of, like, rephrased it slightly
yeah.
and asked again. And it's like, I don't care.
And it's just an uncomfortable question because there's so many people... I think, like, all whatever one, some picked picked Alexi, they picked Andre, and they picked, like, married people. And, like, they all kind of acknowledge, like, oh, they're married, and I love them, so, you know, no offense or whatever the
yeah,
wording would be.
I don't...
But it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's just an uncomfortable question to say who would you do or who
and
would you
like,
marry, you know, and it's like, eh.
I don't know, and I don't even really think they're being... completely well some of them are definitely not being honest because
yeah.
it would be like oh Debbie
yeah exactly
nudge nudge wink wink
yeah
I don't know it's stupid so pretty much the whole episode focused on other than the bullshit the trite nonsense it was about like Natalie right?
yeah
so
Natalie got hit hard
she
this,
got hit
this
pretty
tell-all.
Hard
I mean but to be fair she's been on so many tell-alls because she's been on so many spinoffs of the show that I'm
yeah.
just kind of sick of Natalie's storyline. It's the same. Even
it's
a year
kind of
ago,
yeah,
it was
enough.
The same last time she was on The Single Life with Mike. And
the exact
with,
same situation, period.
What that guy, what is his name, Josh?
Josh, yeah.
Yeah, like the same exact thing. She still doesn't know what she wants. She's still not officially with Josh. She, you know,
yeah.
her and Michael are going to get a divorce. And it's just, it's the same, man.
It's just, she's been on more than like Big Ed.
Yeah.
Or at least as much.
Yeah, at least
TLC
as much.
TLC will not let him go. Like,
yeah.
Stop it.
And just, yeah, I did feel bad for Natalie. She got hit real hard at this tell-all.
So Mike basically had Mama Debbie, and apparently this is the law. He had to kind of do it this way. He had Mama Debbie serve Natalie the papers,
yeah,
right?
You do have to have someone else serve
the
people,
papers,
things
right.
like that, yeah.
And the big debate is whether or not that was the right thing to do. I mean, maybe doing that on live TV was not like such an awesome thing.
Yeah. Like he could have done it off scene, but I mean, to his point, he said he got married on national TV, but
I see that point. And also, do you think his production has something to do with it? Like, oh, Mike, do that on the stage, man. That'll be great.
Quite possibly.
I wouldn't doubt that they're like, we'll pay for the fucking divorce if you serve her the papers right. on stage.
Or, it could also be, Mike just kind of getting his little,
barbs in there.
Spite, but yeah, because it's, Natalie has kind of humiliated him on all these seasons of The Single Life and all this, you know what I mean?
And you know what? In those first couple seasons that were with her and Mike when they were together, she really made him look like a dick.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. You've been all over national TV the last couple years.
I'll fuck you.
Yep. Yeah. So, I don't know. But what would you prefer? Would you prefer a stranger to come up to you, a camera crew or whoever back there and serve you, or somebody you are supposedly like kind of friends with?
A stranger. I don't even, no doubts in my mind. A stranger, a police officer, or, one of the, what do they call them? A bailiff, whatever, the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, why would I want my friend to do that?
Yeah.
Someone I know.
Because Mama Debbie's argument was, well, I just thought it would be better coming from someone you know than just like some random, like Veronica said, like a sheriff showing up or whatever. And okay. I think I would prefer a stranger because yeah. I would tie that moment to my friend, you know?
Right.
And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing talking to my future ex-husband,
right.
you know, and about serving me divorce papers? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, and it's like I'd rather have that resentment towards some random fucking sheriff than my friend.
I don't even think you'd have resentment toward a stranger.
Probably
why would
not, because in that instance they are in fact doing their job.
Yeah, that's their job. Exactly.
You know what I mean? But if you were going to, let's say you were going to have resentment towards that person, wouldn't you rather it be towards someone you'll never see again ever in your life versus
yeah.
your friend?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I didn't get the question. Like, nah, I'd rather have a stranger.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, yeah, just awkward. Like, Mama Debbie, just served her divorce papers, and then she's also, like, consoling her at the same time, and it's just like, what?
Yeah, but, I don't know.
I don't know.
And then that launched into the two Debbies going to fucking war with each other.
I loved everything about Miss Debbie. For the rest of the episode, the way she was talking to people.
She's the alpha Debbie, for
yeah.
sure.
Calling them out, calling Mama Debbie out, or like, that's not a friend, and that,
right.
that you're a Judas, and like, I was there for
she
it.
She was not afraid to like speak her mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I agreed with her, and with everything, and
yeah.
And it's just, I was cracking up the way that Miss Debbie was just talking to
right.
people after that. It was, she really had Natalie's back with that too, and I appreciate
she was really
that.
The only one that did.
Yeah.
She was the only one that really tried to see it from Natalie's perspective,
yeah.
I feel like. And everyone else seemed to be kind of shitty towards Miss Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, are you not getting her point? Like, they
right.
kind of made Natalie look like an asshole on you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. And that's a
nationalized
that would
TV.
Be, I would assume that's a very painful moment, and it caught Natalie off guard, and
right.
she didn't even really have a minute to like even gather herself team had her back too. I liked that where he told her, and even Josh, don't sign the papers right now, like calm down, it's okay.
Yeah,
like they both were kind of,
you should probably read it first. But,
yeah.
You know.
But Tim at some point even said, you're a beautiful woman. You'll be fine. You'll, who wouldn't
right.
want you? He kind of gave a little pep talk type thing. And
yeah.
I appreciated that from him, too.
Right. Yeah. No, I like that. And also, they really saved her, because if it's not done in front of a notary, it's not valid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they really saved her. But
so maybe it is better that it happened on the set than
oh,
by
she
herself.
She had somebody there to tell her,
yeah.
like, listen, hold off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, probably a sheriff would probably know to be like, don't, sign this in front of a notary. Don't do that. You know what I mean? They'd probably give you some instruction.
I wouldn't bet on that, because a lot of the times it's simply them just walking up and like, hey, are you Natalie such and such? Yeah. Why? Here's your envelope.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? So, basically, the rest of it was just the Debbies fighting.
Yeah.
I feel like Mama Debbie is vicious, though. Like, she
yeah.
kind of goes where she doesn't need to go. And like Miss Debbie, you know, she got a little vicious, but I feel like she only did that in response to Mama Debbie just really going all in on her. And it's like, I don't know, I feel like Mama Debbie's coming from this mean place. And it's like, she was shitting all over Miss Debbie from the beginning. I mean, when we're talking about like the whole age thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and I don't know who else was on this show. I don't remember who was on the show that where Miss Debbie said like, hey, listen, you didn't see how she was shitting on me about the whole age thing? And
yeah.
Like, no, I didn't see that. I saw it. You know, she wouldn't fucking let it go.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're okay, good for you on being 72, and you're all right with it. But like, if other women aren't, I mean, like, that's like, some women are okay with aging gracefully, right? Others want to go get Botox, or they want to get even more extensive cosmetic procedures because they don't want to look old. It's like, whatever you're comfortable with, like, let it go, Mama Debbie.
Seriously.
You know, like, just what's your deal?
Like, and it's like, people don't choose what their insecurities are.
Yeah.
You know, she's insecure about her age. So fuck off. Leave her alone. That's what she's, you know.
Yeah. So I think Miss Debbie was right. There was a little bit of like a mean girl club kind of going on against
her. I felt it. I felt it. And it's like, you know, someone needed to tell Mama Debbie, like, you're trying to be intimidating and like shitty, and you're sitting there with a fucking cane. Like, relax, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you take it down a notch, all right?
Cool it.
I mean, she brought up the whole Osama shit. And then, yeah, I mean, Miss Debbie did start talking about the Colty shit, but it was only in response to Osama's stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to drag my skeletons out, I'm dragging yours out, man. Like, because there is only so far sometimes where you can be the bigger person.
Right.
And it's just like, all right, you just got to match energy sometimes.
Sometimes. And sometimes it's like, listen, I gotta defend myself to some degree. Like, Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, that's really about it. That episode was a lot of filler. A lot of nonsense, mostly, so.
Absolutely.
That just about concludes this season of The Single Life. I guess, I don't know, we'll cover the next one when it comes out at some point. Maybe Natalie been on there, and maybe she and Josh might be together, might not be together.
Hey,
who knows?
Maybe Natalie and Big Ed will be back on it again.
Oh, fuck yeah. That would be great, because TLC won't let him go.
Nope.
And I bet that Natalie still wouldn't have signed the divorce papers at that point, too.
Nope.
That's my guess, so. Well, goodbye!